Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
Gardaí are investigating an alleged assault on a GAA referee in Wexford yesterday. The alleged incident happened after a Junior A football championship match between St Joseph's and Our Lady's Island at White Rock Hill. In a statement, Wexford GAA said it was aware of the incident. They say, "We are disappointed that such an incident arose and strongly condemn any threatening or abusive behaviour towards our match officials. We would like to wish the officials involved in this incident a speedy recovery." Speaking on radio this morning in Wexford, the Wexford GAA chair, Micheál Martin, same name, yeah. Different person, said his thoughts are with the referee. He said, "I just want to wish the official at the centre here well. I think that it is foremost in our minds. Thankfully, there doesn't seem to be a serious injury." But the point being that this isn't the first such incident. You will recall just a couple of weeks ago in Roscommon, Roscommon GAA launched an investigation following an alleged assault of a referee, where you can see in the video somebody came on the pitch, headbutted the referee and walked back off the pitch with the referee left on the ground. Since then, since that assault, the Roscommon GAA's Competitions Control Committee have proposed a 96-week suspension for the person involved in that incident. Now, I haven't gotten an update on that. That was 2 weeks ago. But apparently it carries a minimum 48-week ban. A minimum 48-week ban for assaulting a referee who is reffing a match involving minors, which is what some of these matches are. We're asking whether or not people who assault or attack or even verbally abuse referees face to face should face a lifetime ban from GAA grounds. Now, obviously one of the arguments is banter is part of the game from the side of the pitch where you're there to support a team. There's a bit of banter goes on. But when that banter gets raised to the point of somebody assaulting a referee, that's a different level of banter altogether. And even some of the abuse, I've witnessed some of the abuse that referees get shouted at a match that might have 100 spectators and the referee being screamed dog's abuse at. What's the need for it? Our number is 087-188-0008. I'd love to hear from you on this and find out whether or not you think people who particularly assault referees at GAA matches should face a lifetime ban from all GAA grounds. Because you don't really have a place in a sport if you're going to do something like that. Let me know how you feel on this. Our number is 087-188-0008. Send us a text, a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to Ireland's Classic Hits. And a very good afternoon to you. This is Adrian Kennedy with you until 2 o'clock and in for Niall for the next 2 weeks. Now, we're talking about an incident that happened in Wexford yesterday. Gardaí investigating an alleged assault on a GAA referee in Wexford yesterday. Wexford GAA said they are disappointed that such an incident arose and strongly condemn any threatening or abusive behaviour towards our match officials of any kind. And we're asking whether or not you think there should be a lifetime ban on people who do this sort of thing, who particularly physically assaulting referees. You will remember earlier on in the month there was the story from County Roscommon where an investigation was also launched after a ref was headbutted and knocked flat down onto the ground at a match. And we're asking whether or not incidents like this, in order to send out the message that this just isn't acceptable anymore, the answer is a lifetime ban, not a ban of 48 weeks, which is what the Roscommon Herald reported, that a category IVA infraction, any type of assault on a referee, umpire, linesman or sideline official, carries a minimum 48-week ban. Now, we're asking whether or not that should be just a lifetime ban. You have no right to be in the ground of a sport that is supported by the community when you are going to physically assault a match official. Bill sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
Hey Adrian, great to hear you on the radio there today. I do like listening to you. You're very good. I can't come on, unfortunately. You say ban them from the GAA matches. So how the hell could you police that? How would you know someone walking on to see a junior match or just a standard game has a ban? If you walk into any pitch anywhere, what are you going to bring, please? Oh, there's a fella here on the ban. Doesn't that never work. Ever, ever work.
All right. Well, how does a 48-week ban work, Bill? And in fact, in the incident in Roscommon, the Roscommon GAA were proposing a 96-week suspension. How would that work? So what's the difference between 48, 96 or lifetime ban? The point is that if you can't respect the role that a referee or a sideline umpire, whatever the case may be, is doing in a match, if you can't respect that role and you're going to, whether you agree with the decision a ref might make or not, and then you decide to take it upon yourself to literally assault him, the punishment should be more than a year-long ban from the sideline. The punishment should be, or should it not, a lifetime ban. 087-188-0008 is our number. You can send us a text, a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. 087-188-0008. And let me know if you've witnessed anything like this. What was done about it? Or did somebody just get off scot-free? 087-188-0008 is our number now. James, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Hiya, James.
Hi, Adrian. Good afternoon to you.
Well, James, you've witnessed stuff like this firsthand.
Well, I actually recently started back playing football, would you believe, at 48. I must be absolutely mad. But
fair play to you. Good man.
Basically, I see it every single match. Referees will always get verbal abuse. It's part and parcel. And, like, let's be honest, it's part and parcel of a game. Now, referees should be ticked.
Sorry, when you say it's part and parcel of the game, you're talking about abusive banter.
Yes.
Okay, you're not talking about assaults.
No, absolutely. No. I'm talking like referee, you know, blah, 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 wrong decision, blah, blah, blah. That type of stuff, I think, is part and parcel of the game, you know. Assault, now, if a player or an official from a particular club assaults a referee, there should be, like, if it's an official or a player, they should be banned for life. As somebody else said, if somebody is a fan and they walk over and hit a referee, they should be thrown out of the ground, charged with assault, prosecuted by the Gardaí. But, you know, how can you keep them out of the ground?
And sorry, should that not apply to an official or a player?
No, absolutely. I said if a player or an official hits a referee and assaults a referee, they should be banned for life and not allowed to play again.
Okay, so at a game that kids are playing and you have mammies and daddies standing at the side of the pitch, and this happens in soccer as well, and we've had major issues in schoolboy soccer leagues as well with parents abusing referees from a height to the point that we've seen referee strikes, which is unheard of. The question that I'm asking is, when does it go from being banter to being abusive?
My daughter, my oldest daughter, plays under 17s football, and I've seen it there where I've seen, you know, referees being like really verbally abused.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But you know, I've never seen a referee get physically assaulted. I've seen referees, you know, I have seen players angry at referees, squaring up the referees.
Well, I was just about to say that. I witnessed only maybe two, just before the pandemic, at a teenager's game, and somebody going up to the ref after the match was over and squaring up to him. Who the F do you think you are making that decision?
You know where that comes from, though, Adrian? Where that comes from is that's lads watching Premiership football. And you'll see that in Premiership football is where a game is over and players are not happy they've lost. They go over and they start having a go with the referee, and then you often see stewards surrounding the referee or even police surrounding the referee, and they're seeing that on the TV, and that's where that's learned behaviour, and that's where they see that. They see a professional footballer on 200 grand a week going up, squaring up to a referee even after the game is over. The ref's not going to change his mind, and that's where they see that. And I think with what I've been told, that more assaults verbally and physically on referees actually happen at kids' games from parents.
Absolutely, from parents thinking they're doing the right thing, supporting their little Johnny or their little Mary out there playing, and not knowing where to draw the line. And kids are witnessing all this as well, by the way.
If you don't mind me saying this, we had a game last weekend. We were playing against a team, and one particular player on the opposition team was extremely mouthy. A decision went against him, and he more or less squared to the referee. I stepped in between them and kind of pushed him back and said, look, the decision is done. Get on with the game. The ref carried on with the game. But I have seen, I have seen players squaring up. I've never seen a player actually hit a referee, thank God. But I think that if a player does physically assault a referee or an official physically assaults a referee, and I think, to be honest with you, though, I think most clubs would deal with it very, very harshly. I know my club would, where if, a player or an official assaulted a referee, they would be removed from the club and would never be allowed to play for the club again.
Okay, so now, they would get a lifetime ban.
Oh, absolutely. But the problem, though, is that, as I said, we play in St. Anne's Park or in various other open grounds. If it's a fan, you can't, unless you call the Gardaí down, you can't physically stop someone walking into an open park. If they want to stand in the corner and watch a football match, there's nothing really you can do. But if it's a club official or a player, because, definitely should be banned for life. You should not, because there's a massive shortage on referees anyway. They literally, most referees...
And I have to say, you talk about getting back to playing football at 48, fair play to you. Something I would have liked to have done years ago would be some refereeing, and I've known of people to give it up because of the stress it causes in their lives.
Yeah, I would not do it. I would not do it. And I would be... I drive a taxi for a living. I'm very, very, very thick-skinned. But even I wouldn't do that. Because
yeah, so, I know a ref might get 40 quid or something for reffing a match down the country, and he turns up, he gets dog's abuse for his trouble, and then heads off back home again. Why would you possibly want to do that?
It's probably the reason why they do have a shortage of referees. Unfortunately...
I've no doubt it's the reason.
It's probably, I just think a lot of it, though, as I said, a lot of it is most emotion on the line. If your little Johnny is playing, your little Johnny scores a goal, wins a game, and suddenly, bang, the referee says, sorry, no, that's offside. As a parent, you're going to go, no effing way, it's not offside. And that's probably what a lot of it would be. But as I said, if somebody...
Where is that line between your reaction to a decision that you don't agree with and then getting personal over it?
Probably, I'd say maybe confronting the referee, as you would see, as I said, about...
Oh, we've lost you there, James. Are you gone?
Because it is learned behaviour.
Sorry, we lost you there. Sorry, say that again, please.
I'm just saying it's a lot you would see from English-based players. You'd see them squaring up the referees after the match was over. And, the decisions have been made. They're not going to change their mind. When the decision is made, it's made. End of story.
Okay, so you don't see any harm in... shouting the odds from the sideline if a ref makes a decision that you don't agree with. You don't have an issue with shouting the odds from the sideline.
No, I don't. You shout, referee, that was onside or offside. If the ref's not going to change their mind, you move on with it. You don't persist in it, but you do not, as I said, you will not, do not square up to a referee, and you certainly do not assault a referee. And I know in my club, if they did that, if an official or a player did that, they would be kicked out of the club straight away.
Okay, stay there for one second, James. The question that has to be asked is, should somebody who isn't an official or a player face a lifetime ban for assaulting a referee? James, sorry, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Adrian. Sorry,
should a spectator face a similar lifetime ban?
Well, as someone who previously did a voice message there, how do you enforce that? Unless you... you'd have maybe a club official to walk over and say, listen, you're not welcome here.
Yeah.
But they can't physically put them out.
But again, as I mentioned about Roscommon, that the minimum sentence, if you like, is a 48-week ban. In Roscommon, they were a couple of weeks ago talking about a 96-week suspension for the person involved in that. How is that policed?
Well, I think the person was an official of the team that did it, as far as I know. I think he was the manager or the assistant manager who did it. So there is a way of doing, the club would probably sanction him more and say, look, you're not to come near the grounds. But if it's just a regular person, if something happened to my daughter and I didn't like the decision and, I said something to the referee and, it worked its way up. How is they going to, as a person watching the match, how is a club or any place going to organise somebody to stop people coming into an open-air park like St. Anne's or whatever you're playing? It can't be done.
You
can enforce that at the Gardaí. But, if someone hits a referee, that's assault. You call the Gardaí, you get them arrested. That's what that is. And then you let the justice system deal with it.
Mm. All right. Like I said, the Gardaí were involved in that incident in Wexford yesterday. Let me go to line two. And Robbie, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you, Robbie?
How you doing?
Well, Robbie, should people face a lifetime ban?
Yeah, it depends on what they do. Like, I can't disagree with near enough everything that I don't know what the man's name is there, but
James.
James is bang on with pretty much what he says. And that thing about the Premier League as well, it does. If you, like, let's be honest, these kids look up to these Premier League players and they're surrounding the ref and abusing the ref. Now, it's not as bad as it was, say, probably 10, 15 years ago. And I know that Alex Ferguson's Man United were notorious for it. But he had actually put that into our mindset to do that, you know, to intimidate the ref as well. But it's not as bad as it has been before, but you still see things on the pitch that kids are watching. And, you know, they will take on board what they're saying on the telly. Now, are you like Noel, or do you know the difference between a rugby ball and a slipper?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you know, because if you take in relation to rugby, now, you don't mess on a rugby pitch.
Yeah.
That's the end of it. No messing at all. It's done. It's dusted. When the ref tells you something, you say, yes, sir, and you walk away, and that's the end of it. That's where the GAA and soccer need to get to as well. Because if you ever watch a rugby match and somebody tries to talk back to the referee, it's like they're being scolded by their mother. And they go away with their tail between their legs, and there's none of that carry on.
No, absolutely.
And in rugby, if you... Now, I tried hurling them myself. But in rugby, if you get banned, you get banned, and that's the end of it. Like the thing is that like the FAI or even FIFA or UEFA or the GAA as a body need to have a look at these things and put these things in places that if anybody steps out of line or hits a ref or an official, you're gone. And then it comes down to you're talking about with James there, how do they police that? It comes down to the club. You know, I've heard of teams being relegated because of players stepping out of line and so on. You know,
okay, and when it's players or officials, I agree. It's much easier to police than a parent who might go over and have a go at a referee and hit the referee a dig.
Yeah,
it is easier to police, but it's still policeable. Do you know what I mean? Say, for example,
it is. But the thing is that when that happens, is and James was absolutely spot on. Like I've seen the soccer moms and the soccer dads who wouldn't know their arse and their elbow when it comes down to kicking a ball. You know,
I know, but they get terribly aggressive all the same.
Yeah, but they seem to know everything because what they hear on Sky Sports, they think they know everything about football now, you know. But the problem is when a parent or a spectator in the crowd comes out and hits the ref or whatever like that, and they're not a part of the game or someone there watching it, it is very hard. But what has to happen there is that has to come down on the club's shoulders, where the club has to tell that person, don't come near the park, you're not part of our club, you can't be here because we're going to get sanctioned if you're staying here. So stay away.
And then it does become easy to police. Because, like I said, obviously I don't know who was involved in this incident in Wexford yesterday, but the people who were at that match in Wexford know who it was would know if that person was to get a ban. They would know if that person was turning up at matches.
Yeah, and that's where I say it has to come down on the club to police thereafter. You know, like, I mean, if you're talking about there a 96-month ban for a player, that's their career done, you know. You know, that's pretty much their career done. They probably won't come back playing after that, you know.
No, and then 96 weeks is 4 years, isn't
years.
It? Yeah.
Eight years.
Oh, you're right, yeah. Yeah.
Eight
right.
years.
No.
You know, even...
No, 48-week ban. A 48-week ban isn't even a year.
Oh, no, I thought it was 48 months.
No, 48-week. A 48-week ban.
Yeah.
So that's not even a year. So 96 is nearly 2 years.
Nearly 2 years, yeah. But still, 96 for anybody playing is a long time to be not allowed to play, you know, depending on the age as well. But, I mean, they need to come down stricter on it and say, right, enough is enough, because it happens too often. It's not like it's happening loads, but it's happening too much, if you get me. But the thing is that the governing bodies, as I say, like in the FAI and the GAA, they have to put rules in place and they have got rules in place, you'd imagine, but they have to kind of be a lot more sterner on them and say to clubs, if this happens again, you know, your man that done that is banned. He's not to be anywhere near the games. If he is, your team is going to be sanctioned. and you'll see a difference in it.
It is doable. That's the point. Thanks very much indeed for your call, Robbie. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. Should people who assault referees face a lifetime ban? None of this 48-week ban or 96 weeks or whatever. A lifetime ban from grounds owned by the GAA. This message came in a moment ago and it says, as a referee, I've personally been assaulted. While it is rare, it does happen, but the frequency of it is increasing. Underage clubs are supposed to keep all parents to one side of the pitch and 20 feet from the sideline, but that doesn't happen. The guidelines are there, but not adhered to. People need to remember, no refs, no games. And that's true. You can't have a game without somebody to adjudicate the game, i.e. the referee. And unfortunately, that referee wouldn't talk to us, but I would love to hear the circumstances of being assaulted as a referee, reffing underage clubs and all of that. 087-188-0008 is our number. We're going to take a very quick break. We're back with more of your calls in just a moment. And a very good afternoon to you. This is Adrian Kennedy in for Niall for the next 2 weeks. Paul, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Hiya, Paul.
Hey, Adrian, how are you getting on?
I'm good, thank you, Paul. Your reaction to yet another example of an assault of an official at a GA match just yesterday. What do you think should be done here?
Besides, they're all on about the 48-week ban or whatever. They should be just charged with assault. What's the difference between them hitting somebody in the football pitch or against outside nightclub?
That's a good question. Now, I do know that in yesterday's incident, the Gardaí are aware of the incident and were involved. Whether somebody's going to be charged or anything, I don't know.
Yeah, there should be. 100%. Whether it's against the referee or against another player on the pitch. What can I say? Now, I coach a bit of soccer, and I try to, teach the lads a bit of respect, and with regards other players and the referees as well, But if you hit somebody on the pitch, it's the exact same, as far as I'm concerned, as hitting somebody on the street.
Okay, so I agree. Assault is assault. It doesn't matter whether it's at a football match with a referee that you're a little bit annoyed at, or it happens outside a nightclub in Cork City Centre. I don't care where it happens. Assault is assault. However, people seem to view it differently for some reason. I don't understand why. People seem to think it's acceptable to maybe not assault a referee, but to abuse a referee. And that was the question I was asking earlier on. Where is that line between banter, pitch-side banter, and downright dogs abuse?
Yeah. The rugby boys have it right. They have the respect of the referees, whereas the GA and the soccer, they have to bring that in. They have to bring in that same kind of respect to the referee,
Because it's just not there. And like I said, I have a friend, for example, who's a GA referee for years, and he travelled the length and breadth of the country, and he would get, I don't know what they get, 40 quid or something for refereeing a match the other side of the country. And the odd time he'd come home feeling about 2 feet tall from the dog's abuse that he received at the match. Now, that's not good enough.
I thought about it myself now because I saw the money that the soccer referees in my particular area made. And it's handy bobs, but the abuse they get, and it's from... No, I'm talking about the soccer. I know you're talking about the assault in the GAA match, but the abuse they get from the parents from the sideline, and this is from under six upwards.
And the thing that always amazes me about this is, when parents think they're doing the right thing, supporting little Johnny or little Mary, the kids are witnessing this abuse being hurled at the referees.
Exactly. And that's where it continues from. So that's why exactly why I didn't start off doing the refereeing.
No, like I said, I wouldn't do it for all the tea in China. I really wouldn't. I just couldn't see myself voluntarily putting myself in a situation where people are going to shout at me. It just wouldn't be for me. All right, so you would support the idea of lifetime bans in order to stamp this out? And like you said, people being charged with actual...
And with actual assault.
Assault, yeah.
You'll see it fairly stopping then, fairly quickly then, like, you know, after that.
I know, but in order for somebody to be charged with assault, so say, for example, and just use an example, a referee gets assaulted at a match. In order for that person who assaulted them to be prosecuted, the ref is going to have to take a case and be involved as a witness and all of that. And I don't know if any ref wants to go down that road.
If he gets slapped hard enough, like, you know, and a good assault, then... He has fairly, he's a good amount of witnesses around him, like, you know, to prove it.
Well, no, that's true. I understand that he would have lots of witnesses and all of that, but the point I'm making is, I don't know if somebody who's a hard and tough referee is going to want to go down the road of having somebody prosecuted for that assault.
Well, just in my own circumstances here now, like I said, like, you know, I was coaching a soccer team, and the amount of abuse that the referees got from the sideline, they're struggling to get referees now at the minute.
No, and understandably. You can see why, can't you?
That's just from verbal abuse, never mind physical.
Yeah, absolutely. Abuse, and I don't know how, they have my admiration, I don't know how they put up with it, I really don't. Stay there for a second, I want to just squeeze in a couple more. This is David.
To be honest with you, I don't even think it should be a debate. If anyone physically assaults a referee at any age level, it should be automatic ban for life. And criminal charges brought against them, because at the end of the day, a referee is only human. He can make mistakes the same way any of us can make mistakes.
All right, David, thank you very much indeed. And that's the point. A referee is human, and they might make mistakes, and that makes them human, but you just have to accept that that is part of the human condition. Keith, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you, Keith?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Now, your point is that refs can hold games to ransom as well. What do you mean by that?
Well, first of all and foremost, like, respect for referees is a definite in any sport. Without referees, we've got no game. But there is times there that, like, if a referee is getting a bit of abuse from the sideline, or there might be a certain manager that might be given out because there isn't consistency from a referee, the referee could turn around quite easily and say, well, if you keep talking to me or giving out to me, I'll pick up the ball and I'll go away.
Mm-hmm. I've actually seen that. Actually witnessed that. But
it is part and parcel of the game, where you're going to get a referee and make a decision. You won't agree with it. You're going to give out about it. It moves on.
I know, but there has to be a point that giving out about it stops. In other words, the ref's decision is final and that's it. Move on.
Yeah, he's not going to change his mind. But what I'm saying is, like, how do we get to the stage that a referee gets hit or gets attacked or whatever? How does it get to that stage?
That's a very good question. And this is what we're discussing. And my belief is, part of the problem is that the punishment for attacking or assaulting or even squaring up to a ref, and I'm talking about people coming on from the sidelines and abusing refs after matches and stuff like that, that's just not acceptable. But the reason people do it is because it's seen as a different type of abuse altogether to going up to a randomer outside a nightclub.
Yeah, it's kind of tolerated to a certain degree.
That's my point. Yes, it's tolerated abuse.
Yeah, it's the exact same if two players were fighting on a pitch and the two of them poked the head off each other. They'll walk off the pitch at the end of it. There's no assault claims or whatever.
No, and the same applies to referees. But as we said, it shouldn't. It should be treated a lot more seriously.
Yes, if somebody comes on and attacks the referee and hits him, it's assault. It's absolute assault. But the thing is, where are these people getting the, where does it come from? Because I can tell you that if you...
Where does it come from in terms of assault? Because it is seen...
No, not as assault, Adrian, sorry. Where does this begin in society? Like, We say, you bring a child up to watch a junior football match and the sideline are all shouting and abusing at the referee. Every time that this child goes to these matches, he thinks this is acceptable.
And that's exactly what I was about to say, that this sort of abuse of officials has become an accepted form of banter at matches.
Yes. Now, I've played junior football, junior soccer, and down through the years, in the lower divisions, the referees won't tolerate back chat and so on and so forth. Mm. But you go up to the higher divisions then, and it's accepted as the norm.
And it's the norm, yeah, absolutely. And I think we need to get more serious. It is very unacceptable. Like that ref who texted in earlier on didn't even want to come on the radio to talk about having been assaulted. Because, as I said, a ref like that would be seen as a wimpy sort of ref who's given out about not being able for the banter. I want to squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note. This is Marty.
How are you, Adrian? Everybody's on about watching Premier League and Man United, this and everything soccer related. All these incidents happen in the GA. GA, no mention of any of this soccer on TV or in the media. It's the GA. So I don't know why they're comparing it to the soccer. I know it happens. But where's the comparison? Where's the media about that then? Thanks.
All right. Now, there was, if you remember, back to, was it the Armagh and Galway game? Was that the one with the big scrap at it? Yeah, I think it was. Armagh and Galway, I think it was. But anyway, there was murder over that. That brawl that broke out after, or was it Armagh and, I can't remember what match it was, but there was a huge brawl during one of the matches during the summer season.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.